Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy. The show today is dealing with the drama of the upcoming 8 808 Olympics and all that poor tens. And you might say what the real Olympics are in terms of the real Olympians who are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for massive change, you might say, in the global consciousness. And the understanding of this process is what the last several shows have dealt with, and specifically the links that I've referenced on the Cosmic Love website, if you've had a chance to look at those. The 8808 Global Revolution in Higher Consciousness is, you might say, a movement through the 2012 zero-point phenomena, which we've discussed before, that's dealing with the transformation of all that is real in the image of universal law language. And what I'm referring to is a frame of reference for perception that, to the extent one is in alignment with or has commeasurement with universal law language, one sees in those terms. The expression is the man of God sees God in all man and in all things. And those who have listened to the show before know I reference this concept of the laws and language of God, love, consciousness as a frame of reference for universal law language. So you might say that as we become conscious of how we are conscious in terms of frames of reference for the language of consciousness itself, we evolve, naturally evolve our consciousness. And as we get good at that, you might say that process accelerates. Well, this is the big key to accelerated consciousness in through 2012. The big wave is coming. It's in process. It's really initiating, you might say, with the global consciousness of the world on the Silk Road to China. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit, what's going on with the energies with this of the full eclipse yesterday, and the uniqueness of where that full eclipse was on the planet and what that portends as far as an initiation of attention and consciousness that is going to be focusing in China. And the inscrutable East, you might say, is going to have a global focus of attention with, what, approximately 5 billion souls tuning into the Olympics. But today I'm going to be talking about this process and putting it, you might say, in context of contemporary concern for the economy, what the new or the next economy will naturally look like, is one of the things I'm discussing, and how this next economy will naturally evolve, and who will profit in this process of revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution. And this is all about how to catch the wave, define the wave, ride the wave to this wave of global transformation from 8808 through 2012. This is a subject that's getting a lot of attention right now. There's a global awakening to this process that I sometimes refer to as the real Olympics, and I'll go into that more. But as a little overview orientation to what I'm going to talk about today, there is an inexorable shift, a big shift in net reality or collective consciousness, which is naturally evolving in the direction of personal and planetary revolution, again emphasizing 90% of the word. And this is happening in our consciousness, in our being, and in America at large. Now, when I say America, quite often use the concept, the keyword of America as an anagram. If you scramble the word America, you get the I am race. And the I am race, the I am that I am that Moses talked about coming down from the mountaintop, and the I am race globally. This is in reference to the zero point phenomena, the spherical consciousness of I am that I am, as above, so below. And this ties into the 8808, again, the circle above, the circle below, and the eight, and how there is a movement going on through 2012 to the zero point phenomena of the understanding of all connectedness and the thinning of the veil to where the connection on the inner and the outer are becoming one. And this is an abstract concept. You know, Western minds in particular have a problem with this concept. Western consciousness of a more left-brain, linear, logical nature has problems understanding spherical, non-linear consciousness that is, when I say non-linear, non-local, because our frames of reference are so congruent with space-time perceptions. So this revolution in consciousness is the currency of evolution. This currency is the new currency for this zero-point convergence phenomena, movement, however you put it. And understanding this currency of consciousness has everything to do with the nature of being, which is an acronym I use for B-E-I-N-G, be in God, love, consciousness. Now, that understanding of God, love, consciousness is, again, a non-local, non-linear, spherical concept that you can't put your finger on in a left-brain, linear, logical way. But I orient the concept for Western civilization of the Great Spirit as God, love, consciousness. Most of us have grown up with or were raised with the simple but understanding that God is love. And this understanding is a process that as we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness along more enlightened lines that frame that understanding, the transition from Pisces to Aquarius will not just accelerate, it will transform us in the process. So this business of evolution is, in essence, the evolution of business, what the next economy will truly look like. And like it or not, the rate of change is accelerating as the instant everywhere interactive nature of the Internet, you know, net reality, is morphing the grid of global knowledge power. Knowledge power, wisdom, and love in ways that define, refine, combine, and shine the love of wise dominion at the heart of our individual and collective evolutionary ascent. So this process is accelerating, and there is this transformation of these keynotes, power, wisdom, and love. And knowledge power with the Internet is accelerating the process because of the instant, everywhere, interactive nature of the Internet. So in the cosmic scheme of karmic cause and effect, global humanity can no longer escape the consequences for the disconnect, the division, and the overall sense of separation from the spirit that matters. The spirit that matters on Earth is it aligns with the galactic axis. You know, the whole cosmogenesis phenomena of this 2012 zero-point phenomena. There's the process of the Earth coming to alignment with the galactic axis, and there's the photon belt energies that we fully entered, and other coordinates, you might say, of the Aquarian order of the universe through this 2012 zero point. That's kind of the cosmological science behind this process. There's the outer celestial influences, and there's the inner terrestrial influence that resonate with that you can see in the computer internet revolution. and this all connected phenomena with the internet, where there is no time or space, is a direct resonance with this 2012 process. You might say it's the celestial-terrestrial interface. And this is why a new dispensation of Aquarian freedom in love will naturally evolve the spirit of cooperation and justice at the heart of our new global social, political, and economic net reality. Because there is a resonance in our net reality. The web of light, the web of consciousness with the World Wide Web, and the global telecommunications aren't just focusing on China. They're focusing on, you might say, the Oriental spirit of nonlinear, spherical, right brain consciousness, which is inscrutable to Western minds. But there is this awakening that's in process, and it's a fascinating process. The dimensions of this understanding of dimensionality of consciousness, is definitely coming to the awareness of a lot of light workers, light bearers, love weavers, people that really are into the consciousness revolution, which is quite a global phenomena into 2012. So the principles involved here is mankind cannot be both free and slave. And the American Revolution taught us that. Every civil war has taught us that. You might say civil war is an oxymoron if there ever was one. There's nothing civil about war, but and you might say that in retrospect, the last 2,000-year Piscean dispensation has taught us this, that the mastery of peace in love is the foundation for the new Aquarian dispensation for freedom and love. You know, the nature of Aquarius is freedom, freedom and love, or freedom in love. And so there is definitely this understanding that from all of these former crises in America, from the Revolutionary War through the Civil War to the present, where there's been these lessons of love, basically, and the Piscean dispensation now is giving way to the Aquarian dispensation. There is a big shift in process, and of course, the keynote of this is the 2012 timeline. So. This Aquarian dispensation is naturally checking and balancing the unchecked imbalance in the holy trinity of public power, wisdom, and love that has allowed inordinate or unholy values of ownership and control through terror for tyranny. We've seen that. It's obviously on the screen of life. On the planet, there's been this whole thing of consolidation of corporate powers for ownership, for control through a terror for tyranny, for a control agenda. The love of power, you might say, of a super rich power elite is naturally being neutralized by the power of love in harmonic resonance with the morphic grids of planetary Aquarian energies. In other words, these energies, these Aquarian energies of love and the spirit of freedom, are morphing the grids. They are naturally neutralizing the love of power with the power of love. This is part of the dynamic. This is a key part of the dynamic, and it's happening from the inside out. You might say, our atom cells and electrons resonating with the cosmogenesis factors of, you know, the grand scheme of things with cosmic energies are directly related to what's going on in the net reality of humanity in this hour. So there's this cosmic resonance going on, as above, so below, as within, so without. And the uprising of global humanity, kind men among mankind, is naturally accelerating. The real Olympics are beginning you might say, in the collective consciousness of one Earth, one global village, with one governing principle of a universal law, language, nature. And that nature is, you know, the nature of cosmic love, however you frame it. And the question of who will profit in this process of upward mobile revolution is answered by those who exercise their freedom and opportunity well to wise up and rise up with the full meaning of Aquarian freedom in the opportunity and the spirit of universal love. If you follow the money, as the expression goes, the currency of consciousness, the currency of conscience, back to its source, you will see the solution, the solution, S-O-U-L, solution, for each and all souls at the cusp of Aquarius. So you can follow the money physically, and you can get into the dark side machinations of the Federal Reserve Bank or whatever and go to the dark side, or you can go to the light side and follow the money as far as the currency of conscience back to its source. You might say the spiritual source, the of the I Am presence of each one, excuse me, and as that relates to the I Am race of all humanity. So the I Am of each and the I Am of all is the same I Am presence. And you might say that presence of the infinite and the eternal here and now is the zero-point phenomenon. That's the heart of the dynamics that's morphing the grids of collective, individual and collective consciousness into 2012. This is a huge thing. Understanding this process, is the great drama of the ages is upon us. And the higher the concept of this process, the concept of universal love, conceived and believed, then the greater the results achieved for each and all. So this is an important subject, and that was a little bit of an overview I gave. We have time in here into the end of the presentation as I go through this. Hopefully we'll have time for a call in. And let me go through this then a little bit more than what the next economy will ideally look like. If Thomas Paine, who authored Common Sense, if he were alive and well in the new world of net reality today, I'm sure he'd speak of revolution for global humanity in the same common sense terms that sparked the American Revolution in the new world of America. And once again, it would be disruptive to the corporate interests of King George, you might say. But the currency of conscience is always preferred to the currency of corruption. The next economy will be based on the virtue of abundance, an abundance of virtue. And that may seem like a riddle to the paradigm paralysis of the core dysfunction and the prevailing myths of scarcity economics, which is the oxymoronic value of scarcity that we all take for granted as the economic system. But heaven puts a high price on the most precious of all transactions, the currency behind an economics of abundance. This is what we're coming into through 2012, the dynamics that require an economics of abundance, ready or not, whether we know it or like it or not, that's the dynamic that's going on. So the most priceless values are centered, interconnected to, you might say, abundant love, which is the core of virtue that civilized people hold sacred above all. And just as divine rights are a birthright of all humanity, so is the abundant life. For example, consider what that abundant life will look like in the next economy. Core constitutional freedoms will no longer be suppressed by a highly centralized, top-down, command-and-control hierarchy of power elite plutocrats and their minions in banking, media, government, and other core social, political, and economic institutions that shape our lives. It'll also look like free energy technologies will no longer be suppressed by the economic tyranny of big oil in collusion with militarized corporate government. Homes, cars, and industry will be powered independent of technically obsolete fossil fuels that are poisoning our life support systems. Now, many of you, I'm sure, that are internet savvy have been reading about all these new these technologies and reading about the hydrogen, not just fuel cells, but cars that run on nothing but water. They got one in production in China. They've got air cars running on compressed airs in South Africa, all over the world, and even the United States. Even on Fox News, they had an article about a guy that runs his car on just water. Now, well, you can run homes on them. You can run power stations, industry. The energy grids could be run on just nothing but water with no byproduct of combustion other than water that trickles out to the exhaust pipes of the generators. Another way that the abundant life will manifest is that holistic healing technologies will no longer be suppressed by the economic collusion of big pharma with big government of a big brother nature. Prevention will once again be the common sense standard for the abundant life, not a scarcity of health to profit the medical industrial complex. And I worked with many of those technologies, holistic healing technologies, with three holistic health centers over a good portion of my life, and I have seen how virtually all disease as we know it can be prevented and mitigated, if not cured, by holistic healing technologies of electrodiagnostic and bioenergetic nature. And many people in the holistic health fields know these technologies, and they know how they're suppressed. And that is one of the things that are basically being exposed and on the point of being transformed. Another key abundant life keynote will be that the currency of consciousness, the currency of conscience itself, will no longer be suppressed by the currency of corruption that creates and manages a disease, a terror, war, and a scarcity of truth, honor, and freedom. As a plot out of hell that makes mankind subservient to power, powers without moral principle, and commerce without a conscience. There are all these organized forces making a killing on disease, the creation and management of disease, the creation and management of war, the creation and management of oil dependence rather than free energy technology. So we've got all of these factors, and you might say that they all come back to our core constitutional freedoms and how the monopoly in different markets of energy, healthcare, education have been co-opted by a kind of a lockstep control matrix that is trying to hold that line on nonlinear consciousness, non-local, nonlinear awakening to alternatives. And it's just the old order is disintegrating. A new order is emerging. And the transition process is critical. What the new economy will look like and how you can profit in that process. So there you have it, the global grassroots net roots, you might say, a movement is behind a new enlightenment. And it's the beginning of wisdom that neutralizes the big lie of scarcity with the whole truth of capabilities for the abundant life. And how this next economy will naturally evolve is a good thing to know if you want to catch the wave and ride the wave. The evolution of business has gone through an accelerated transformation with the computer internet revolution. It is brought us all face to face with the compelling reason for centering consciousness for self and civilization, with the golden rule law language behind every golden age in cosmic history. And this is the challenge of the process through 2012. Understanding the compelling reason for the gold standard. The gold standard as the universal law language of consciousness itself. The first wave of the computer internet revolution, of course, was hardware with mainframe computers, as an IBM. And that has seen the emergence of corporate culture with a highly centralized information control agenda. The second wave of the computer internet revolution with software, with desktop computers, as in Microsoft, saw the emergence of a highly decentralized small business and home business revolution with the power of mainframe computers on one's desktop. The third wave of the computer internet revolution with netware, you might say, as the computer became the network of computers, as in Netscape, saw the emergence of global network communities of both the first and second wave. The first wave of a highly centralized, top-down, command and control nature, and the prevailing culture represented by corporate media programming with an ownership and win-lose agenda of corporate profits winning above all. The second wave was of a highly decentralized, bottom-up, self-organizing nature. And that's the emerging culture represented by grassroots or netroots networking with a freedom and win-win agenda of personalized public profit above all. The third wave is an integration of the first and second wave in Web 2.0 with centralized web platforms. They call it Web 2.0. And you have centralized web platforms for decentralized information aggregation, like netvibes.com, and you've got also decentralized social networking like facebook.com. That's referred to as Web 2.0. Now, the fourth wave of this computer internet revolution is what I refer to as hardware, and this is with the network of computers, which was third wave, becoming now conscious. And this will see, more conscious, you might say, with the language of consciousness. And this will see the emergence of an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, Web 3.0, that will synergize and integrate the capabilities of the first three waves. Now, this is a difficult concept to understand. It's difficult to see something that hasn't happened yet, but if you just take the logical progression of the first three waves, and there's books, the fourth wave of business in the 21st century is a good book on this subject, but there's also other ways to see the patterning or the trending of through these three waves and how we're evolving to the capabilities for mass-to-mass interaction. Now, of course, the first question when that subject comes up is how could you have 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people interacting at the same time without creating noise? Well, obviously, you have to have a standardized frame of reference in terms of a interactive interface that is a function of the language of consciousness itself that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness as a function of that process. Again, this is difficult to understand as it was to understand the internet before the internet happened or when it was beginning to happen, and people talked about the internet and people just really didn't have a clue what other people were talking about. At the same time, there are different metaphors for this process. that, you know, for understanding the full implications of what it's going to mean. And what this universal law language interface, how it will basically involve the language of consciousness and evolve the language of consciousness so that we're more conscious. And this is what I mean by the fourth wave as being an understanding of computing with the heart, because the language of consciousness, the heart of the language of consciousness, as you might say, heart consciousness, as those who know about heart math and know about the principle of heart resonance and in all living organisms, you know, the principle of resonance and morphic resonance will be a concept that is fully understand and appreciate, utilized, and applied in this fourth wave of the computer internet revolution. Call it Web 3.0, the next big thing in the computer internet revolution. Again, if you want to get ahead of the, you need to get ahead of the curve, the big, you know, to get ahead of the wave so you can be prepared to catch the wave and ride the wave. And we've seen the three waves of the computer internet revolution. This is the fourth wave. And you might say this is the big wave that synergizes the first three waves. So this is huge. This is into 2012. This is the phenomena that's going to be morphing the grid of collective consciousness of humanity. And it's happening. You know, the shift happens and it's upon us. So this interactive interface, that concept will culture the power of love in harmonic resonance with the morphic grids of planetary Aquarian energies. And this is a natural process that is proceeding like clockwork. You might say the cosmic clock or cosmogenesis clock through 2012. And as our time, space, net reality evolves individually and collectively, the great drama in this great shift of the ages will naturally picture the divine order that represents the new archetypes for humanity's abundance. We're talking about the new economy, the new archetypes for a new enlightenment that will naturally evolve from this universal frame of reference for, you might say, the constitution or the law language of consciousness itself, which is the quintessential foundation of self-governance at the heart of the creative learning evolutionary process. The best way to make the common sense of this process more common or understandable is to fulfill the full potential of net reality with, to put it simply, a unique frame of reference for organizing individual, indivisible, universal rights, which is the L in the love model, the cosmic love model, which I've, you know, got several references on the Cosmic Love webpage to articles that go into this in more detail. But the universal, individual, indivisible rights, the right angles in the L, the linear, logical consciousness of the love model, as relates to a new global village public sphere, the instant everywhere interactive net reality, you might say the spherical consciousness, the public sphere or global village, how these universal rights in the public sphere, the L and the O, are combined for an upgrade of checks and balances, which is the idea of the V in the love model. You get the L-O and the V, which is like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, L-O, synthesis, and the V. That represents a higher understanding of universal love, this geometry of divinity or geometrically ordered divinity, the love model, as a function of universal rights, public sphere, checks and balances in all dimensions of self and civilization, and how that process works at the heart of an interactive interface for global consciousness uprising and uprising. That's the subject of Emerging Blueprint, and it's the big picture of what I referenced before in the book, Fourth Wave Business in the 21st Century by Maynard and Mertens, which is required reading in some of the more enlightened business schools in America. So we're coming to the third subject I mentioned earlier, who will profit in this process of global revolution, emphasizing again 90% of the word with global as global evolution. When it's all said and done and we each get our life review at the conclusion of this round in the circle of life, it will become self-evident what you loved in this life, how well you loved, and how that worked out for you. In short, how you will profit in this process of personal and planetary revolution. Since we go to where we're coming from, there's many mansions in the house of the Lord, as the scripture says, the currency for getting ahead in the new economy is the new enlightenment in the net roots, the grassroots, that is represented by the global electronic upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms. In other words, how we utilize our freedoms that we have and how those freedoms translate to net reality, the computer internet revolution, has everything to do with the currency of consciousness. You might say the prime directive or moral compass or however you frame it. Our core constitutional freedoms are only as good as the divine direction we get from the moral imperative. And this is the promise of the computer internet revolution, a new net reality that empowers wisdom with love in our consciousness being and new world of I am or God is one in love. And again, the concept of I am that I am individually, and I am, and we are collectively, you know, the I am race collectively. This is the huge dynamic of this process, and it's kind of a progression of the spirit of I am that I am, I can and I will, I am and I will, and done deal, winning from the beginning with that process. And so it's this whole co-measurement with I am and God is, or geometrically ordered divinity is, as the constitution of this process of harmonic resonance for America, the I am race worldwide. This is the process, and these are very interesting times in the process. When I say the real Olympics is just beginning, it's a wholly new vision of, by and for, self-governing humanity in our global village. And the real Olympians are those who get it and give it, the cosmic universal love that is forgiving. It's not forgetting, it's forgiving. The new currency for the emerging new economy is naturally a function of the currents and the winds of change into the Aquarian dispensation through 2012. The currency and the currents, you might say, are synonymous. This is what I refer to, again, as catching the wave and riding the wave of this, of these Aquarian energies. And this is the spirit of the new currency of conscience, the new interactive transaction currency, which you might say is the Holy Spirit of Aquarian love in action. So the concept of love in action, or the Holy Spirit of love in action, the concept of currency as the current of love in action, at the heart of the winds of Aquarius, or in the spirit of the winds of Aquarius. Now, this is what great souls, you might say, conceive and believe. and it's what poor in spirit are struggling to get a grip on. Upward mobile souls at all levels are engaged in the process of caring enough to share the spirit in form and frequency, as in frequently. So the frequency of love and action, the Holy Spirit of love and action, is the frequency of Aquarius. It's the spirit of love is forgiving, the transaction currency that is for giving and forgiving. So understanding this process and the divine direction for the timeline from 8808 to 2012 begins for each and all to the extent we seize the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of the process, this process of engaging the Holy Spirit of love and action, as we'll define and refine, combine and shine our God-given gifts and talents for a global revolution in higher consciousness. To those who have been given much as far as an understanding of this new currency, much is required to capitalize on the priceless value of this new currency of exchange for the next economy. In other words, we're accountable for as much as we and as well as we know better. We can do better as we know better, and when we do know better, we're basically it's our like our divine destiny or dharma or however you put it to do better. So to those who much is given, much is required, and there's nothing more valuable in the process than this vision, which has found its time through 8808 to 2012. This is the big drama of the hour, and with the acceleration of time and space perceptions as we know it, there's nothing more valuable than this vision of how to catch the wave and ride the wave to basically harmonize in alignment with this universal law language whereby everything's in divine order. We hear that expression a lot, it's all in divine order. Well, sometimes that's hard to see or feel or think or believe, and at the same time there's nothing more valuable than the vision whereby we can do so. So there are many messengers of this message out there, and for those who are serious about the conscious evolution of humanity through the evolution of consciousness, these are the pearls of great price, the different angles on this message. I call them the angles, the law of the angles, or the language of the angels, that frame this understanding, because there's nothing more valuable with this new currency. And I have a quote here from a newsletter that on the Cosmic Love webpage I provided a link to regarding the 8808 direction. And that quote is from Patricia Diana Cotarobles at eraofpeace.org, and she's saying, "It is true that financial systems and institutions that are based in greed or any other corrupt practice will be turned upside down. These institutions are doomed to failure, and this purification process will wreak havoc in the lives of those who insist on continuing these obsolete behavioral patterns. This old paradigm conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and it cannot and will not be sustained. Together this year, we will co-create the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and establish a new paradigm on Earth based on the infinite flow of abundance from our Father, Mother, God." I emphasize the keynotes, the keywords there, co-create the new archetypes for humanity's abundance. This is the whole understanding of these new archetypes of the love model, of universal law of language, the golden rule law of language for framing a golden age. Perhaps the greatest innovation of the 2,000-year Piscean Age was the system of public representative government that disrupted the conventional power structure maintained by belief in the divine right of kings and their corporate charters to exploit the masses without public representation. Now, at the cusp of the Aquarian dispensation, the greatest innovation will most assuredly be an instant everywhere interactive internet upgrade of core constitutional freedoms for our net reality. Some refer to this net reality as net neutrality. Others understand that the internet, the heart of the internet, the heart of the internet, in more spiritual terms of practical living in harmony with nature, the cosmic clock, cosmogenesis clock, and the first principle of the holy whole of nature's law as the divine order for the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Now I have another excerpt in that link I provided on the Cosmic Love webpage on 8808 direction. And there's more information there. I'm going to skip over it and come into the conclusion here because we're getting short on time. I don't know if we're going to have time for call-in questions. So I wanted to get this out because any of you interested can email me back with your questions. My email is on the website at Cosmic Love, and I'd love to hear from you. The excerpt that I skipped over has to do with the August 1st eclipse and how that went over the Great Wall of China and the ancient Silk Route, which is the power symbol of abundance and world trade, which China has largely come to represent. So the understanding of the Silk Road, which is a symbol of world trade and an abundant economy, we have an opportunity to focus our attention for a smooth and safe transition to a new global economy without a crash and without cataclysm. So there's a hopeful note there. The vision of this process, the more you understand it, the more hopeful you become, because it is a path to transformation and global healing that is practical. And you might say it's as practical as our new understanding of quantum reality is discovered by the science of quantum physics. And this is revealed that the genesis of physical reality, all energy fields within fields, and our consciousness of space and time, our dimensional consciousness, is holistically holographic, of a fractal geometrized nature. This is a pure and simple geometry to the order of co-creation and the image and likeness of God, or geometrically ordered divinity. You know, there is a divine order to this whole process. So the profit proposition of all this is where it gets interesting, and the currency of consciousness, and how you might, I mean, you can clearly, there is ways to profit in terms of not just the accelerated ascension of self and civilization, the revolution in higher consciousness is priceless in terms of being able to ride the wave of accelerated change. And there is a price for all of this, and each soul is accountable for a fair share, according to the unique soul contracts of each soul. Obviously, enlightened souls are more accountable than those who are than numb, dumb, and living dead, you might say. I mean, as Jesus said, the poor in spirit will always be with us. But true wealth, the lasting kind, is freely received and freely given. The more one is given in terms of the currency of conscience, the more the spirit of love is forgiving, is required under the great law of the great banker, you might say, the source of blessings for all humanity. This is cosmic law in the grand scheme of cause and effect. If we squander our divine resource for lack of conscious accountability to the great banker, you might say, the cosmic banker, I should say, the loans of opportunity we've been given, of freedom and opportunity may indeed be foreclosed upon when we go home, quote unquote home. So the bottom line is, there's no security without purity, and the great purification foretold by Hopi, Mayan, and other prophecies will be accelerating through 2012. There are many paths to purification for going faster, fasting, you might say, when the dregs of personal and planetary karma are upon us, and they are indeed coming upon us, because light brings up all in like itself. There's more light coming in, and there's more of these spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical toxins coming up, which are in need of fasting, which is critical. One is to catch the wave and ride the wave to zero-point judgment through 2012. So with all I getting, get with the program. Above all, know thyself and care enough to share the attainment and mastery you achieve. This know thyself process I go into with a link with a profile of self-mastery that you can read, again, at that link I mentioned on the Cosmic Love website. And I've got more on that website that I haven't been able to go into. Right. So I'm going to have to make it a wrap. Thank you all for listening, and have a good 8808.